walking around with like half a leg. You know?
These are, you know.
Like half a, like an eye missing. You have to wear that mask.
Yeah.
Ugh. Like a creepy, like a creepy mask.
Just had saws.
Yeah.
You know.
You know what? I think I'd. You know, even if you were a surgeon, you know, I wouldn't want to. I wouldn't want that job.
No, you want to.
You're making a couple extra bucks, but you're sawing people's legs off.
Right.
Man, it's scary. It's the dark ages.
There's bad years.
It's still people gonna look back 100 years from now and say, "What are they doing? What are they doing with these cell phones up to their ears? What were they doing sticking phones next to their crotch?" You know what? I hope
nobody
it irradiates. I hope it irradiates all the people, so there's no more people. Like people got to learn. You know, no more kids because you wanted a phone next to your crotch.
Well, hopefully it'll just get to their next generation or two.
Yeah, it's extreme. I know, but
that's a lot.
I secretly wish that. Something's got to happen. Something's got to drop one of these days.
There'll be something.
Something's got to drop. I really think cancer's a lot of it's from like eating on plastic for years and years.
Oh, it's clearly all the plastic we've been eating for years.
Yeah, we're eating on oil. It's you know, basically it's oil. It's petroleum that's like jammed together. It's like, hey, you want a fish? Say, well, put it in the microwave.
It's just old plant matter, so it's, you know, it's vegan.
You want your essential omega-3 oils along with some petroleum oil? Just stick that fish on a plastic plate and eat it up and... You know, you get your health and you get your cancer at the same time. I don't know. I went dark.
You flipped over to the dark side.
I know.
You've gone to places that I only dream, only nightmare about.
Well, this place of living color will be back. 2 minutes. 2 minute songs, 2 minute commentary, time travel. Here with you till 7. It is Black History Month. I can go dark.
Spin!
That is Little Richard on Time Travel from 1957. Fantastic. Fantastic song.
Just gets you going.
Me. You're the pick of the litter.
Maybe we were wrong about Burns on this one.
Are you sure you want to go through with this, sir? You do have a very full wardrobe as it is.
Yes, but not completely full. For you see, some men hunt for sport, others hunt for food. The only thing I'm hunting for is an outfit that looks good. See my vest, see my vest, made from real gorilla chest. This sweater, there's no better than authentic Irish setter. See this hat, 'twas my cat, my evening wear, vampire bat. These white slippers are albino, African endangered rhino, grizzly bear underwear, turtles necks, I've got my share. Beret of poodle on my noodle, it shall rest. Try my red robin suit, it comes one breast or two. See my vest, see my vest, see my vest. Like my loafers, former gophers, it was that, or skin my chauffeurs, but a greyhound fur tuxedo would be best. So let's prepare these dogs.
Kill two for matching dogs.
See my vest, see my vest. Oh, please, won't you see my vest? I really like the vest.
I gathered, yeah.
He's gonna make a tuxedo out of our puppies.
Na 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 na.
Bart!
Sorry.
How good is that?
It's catchy.
It is catchy. Time Travel's here with you till 7. So good, huh?
Love the Simpsons.
Yeah. White stripes in the background. This was an interesting band. I loved that. I loved Meg. She just bang on the drums.
Just slam away at him.
Yeah, just slam away at him. I had a friend that was huge into the White Stripes. Good band. And The Simpsons, come on. You can't get any better than that. 2 dozen and 1 greyhounds.
It's that whole Simpsons versus South Park fight that you can have. And then you got to throw in Family Guy, too.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. I got to find a Family Guy thing. I got a couple of requests here. I have one request. It's a little bit over 2 minutes. However, it was such a good request. And basically, our friend called in and said, you know what? It sounds like you got some friends on the show that you used to work with. One of them is actually still working there. And but he's not here yet. But I was asked to play Take This Job and Shove It by Johnny Paycheck, which I think is a wonderful request.
For you and I, it's fitting.
For you and I, because, yeah, pretty much I'm cashed out. So I already might get my last check, so I'm all set. But, yeah, we'll play it without Luke in the studio. That way he's all set, too.
Yeah,
he doesn't have to worry.
He has no
association with it.
No association. But, he did not choose the song.
Yeah, yeah.
He was not partial to any of the decision-making process of the song.
Yeah, I agree. So I'm going to play Johnny Paycheck. And I got another couple requests. I had my friend Dave just called in with a request from for Mellencamp, too. So I'm going to play Grandma's Theme from Scarecrow coming up, along a couple of other things here. So my friend Will is here, and I am here. My name is Chris Earle. We're here with you until 7 p.m. It's Time Travel, under 2 minute songs today.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. I've been working in this factory for now 15 years. All this time I watched my woman drowning in a pool of tears. And I've seen a lot of good folk die, had a lot of bills to pay. I'd give the shirt right off of my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Well, that foreman, he's a regular dog. The line boss, he's a fool. Got a brand new flat top haircut. Lord thinks he's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my top, and that sucker, he's gonna pay. Lord, I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Take this job and shove it.
Dark, stormy night as the train rattled on. All the passengers had gone to bed, except a young man with a baby in his arms sat there with a bowed down head. The innocent one began crying just then, as though its poor heart would break. One angry man said, make that child stop its noise, for it's keeping all of us away.
Animal sex happening.
Wow, wee wow.
Johnny Cash in the background, yeah. Country trash.
I got a crib full of corn and a turkey.
This guy's
cloud,
great, huh?
But the ground's too wet for the hopper.
The great American songwriter?
Yeah. He was like, it's like the voice of the Lord. You know? He just had this old, especially the later stuff. I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, the career of Johnny Cash, like that ending was just amazing, you know? He played up until the day he died.
Yeah.
You know? Amazing. That's an artist, man. You got that, like Bowie, same thing. You know, played up until the day he died.
Well, had his ups and downs and ins and outs. And
around Andy Rooney, you know, he wasn't a musician, but he did his thing until the day he died, too.
He kept working?
I think nobody liked him, though, with Andy Rooney. I think he had nowhere else to go.
Oh, it's like listening to your grandfather all the time. I mean, it's great for a while.
Yeah.
You miss him now because you don't have that voice behind you saying, isn't it interesting?
Isn't it interesting? Have you ever had a marshmallow and chocolate and graham? It's called a s'mores. You know, he'd do things like that. Have you ever painted your house blue?
Do you know where your mail goes from? No.
Do you know where your mail comes from? Why do we get mail? I should start doing that. That should be my new show. Just like making no sense. Like, but be an old man, but only at 46. You know, act like an 80-year-old man at 46.
I think. Well, you do. So
I do now. I do a little bit. Yeah,
it's an easy transition for you.
Yeah, I think it would. But I don't know if people would enjoy it. It worked for Andy Rooney. People enjoyed the fact that he was on television and not like he was in their living room, but not actually at their dinner table.
Right.
I think that's what they liked about him. You know, I got to see where Luke is. I'm worried about him now. 44 minutes left in the show. It says he thinks he's here, so we'll have to check that out.
Luke, if you can hear us, wave.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's 74 today, 74 degrees, and we're here in February. It is crazy. And I don't know, man. I could do this every day, though.
My folks are down in Florida, and they called the other day, and my uncle called up, and he's like, ha, 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 it's 80 degrees and snowing.
Really?
I got him back for yesterday and today.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know. My favorite month is March, in like a lion, out like a lamb.
March is good. I like November.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I like the fall.
Yeah, I'm a big fall guy.
You know, the coming on of winter, cold mornings, nice crisp afternoons.
Mm-hmm.
That's good stuff. I like those days.
Mm-hmm. You know what I like about
spring
the winter
days,
too?
Today, like daylight today in the springtime, like these late May days.
Yeah, it's
beautiful. These are just perfect, beautiful days.
Well, what's great too is it gets rid of the snow, and when you get rid of the snow, you don't have the flooding. And then you know, if some more snow comes down, whatever.
It's gone. It's just going to go away.
Yeah, and we had those years where it's like, you know, it's 3 feet of snow, and it's like, oh, my God, it's never going to end. And then when it does, it goes down so fast.
Right.
It's like the cellar's flooded. You know?
Exactly. That's got nowhere to go except into your house.
Yeah, stinks. I'm going to play some Simon Garfunkel, April Come She Will, which I think goes with our theme, which is basically winter's going to end soon, which is nice. And then I'm going to go find Luke Sullivan, who's downstairs.
Streams are ripe and swelled with rain. May she will stay, resting in my arms again. Walk, she'll prowl the night. July, she will fly and give no warning to her flight. August, die she must. The autumn blow chilly and cold. September, I'll remember. A love once knew has now grown old. Some brand new shoes. Try
So come on now.
Listening to WMFO Medford. Time Travel Chris Earl here with you until 7 p.m. Cat Stevens in the background here. We're doing under 2 minute songs with under 2 minute commentary for the majority of the program. I think we've been racing
okay
through.
With that. We've been pretty close.
Yeah, we're like, it's just like a speedball. We're going so fast here.
You know.
Yeah. And Luke Sullivan is here. Hello, Luke.
Hello.
Welcome to WMFO. First time on the program.
Yes, indeed.
Long-time listener, as they say.
It's true.
Yeah. And Luke and Will and I all work together. And
that we did.
Yeah. And Will and Luke is a. I called you guys Wook. I put the W in for Will and then the Ook. It's Wook.
We've been called worse, but
yeah. Luke is officially he's a musician. He's legit. He's got a legit band. And he knows how to play and he knows how to sing.
For real.
Yeah. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the band, Luke?
Well, it's not a living.
No.
But all that other stuff was true.
Mm-hmm.
The band is called Left Hand Does.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been around for like 17 years. It's mostly been me and my sister Jean doing the main writing and singing. The other two members have been official members for the past like 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, they've been for a long time.
The majority, so, almost 10 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys have like a Stu Sutcliffe that was only in there for like a week and then he missed the whole thing?
Actually, it's a funny story. This actor, his name is Jacob Pitts.
Uh-huh.
And there's probably some people listening who know who Jacob Pitts is. That's the guy. He was in that TV show Sinner, and he was in that funny movie where he was kind of like David Spade. Eurotrip. He was the funny guy in Eurotrip.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
And he's a great singer, and like he's got like he always had a thickness to his voice, like Frank Sinatra or whatever. Always went to tape really well, but
that's great.
He went to high school with me and Gene, and he came up with the name of the band. So
that's
there's
great.
Some fun facts.
That is interesting.
Excellent.
So you guys just had a gig last weekend?
Yes, indeed.
How'd that go? Where were you? What happened?
It was at Once Ballroom Somerville,
and that
was great. It was fun, and plenty of people were there. I'm trying to find a good 2 minute song.
Oh, you can play something that's a little longer if you want. Sure, we can take a little break from the 2 minute thing. Special time.
I think I might have a good one. It's a minute and 13 seconds long.
All right.
That qualifies.
And it's called Did You See My Shirt?
Did you see my shirt? All right. That sounds good.
Maybe you should, if you can do Bandcamp on there.
Yeah, I'll get some Bandcamp.
Lefthanddoes.bandcamp.com.
Okay.
I'll pull up the link so we can get exactly where it is.
All right.
No, I don't want to play it from my phone. I just want to pull it up.
I'll get it set up. We got some Freddie Cannon in the background with Palisades Park. It was like one of those old places that had the wooden roller coasters and
this was a big
kids
song.
Would get hurt all the time.
There's roller coaster sounds in the song, right?
Uh-huh.
If you go down there, it's the white album with the snake on it, Yek'em Check'em.
Yek'em Check'em is the name of the album.
Yeah.
And the song is called
Did You See My Shirt?
Did You See My Shirt? All right, let's get some Did You See My Shirt on here. Time Travel's here with you until 7 p.m. This is Left Hand Does. Luke Sullivan, Did You See My Shirt? Time Travel.
Look now, but there's another rocky road. Another heavy wow, another much too heavy, heavy load. Tonight I'm gonna face it, yeah, cause I'm sick of dealing any other way. Nobody said the race was fair, but I'm gonna keep running just the same. Cause today, it's the first day, the best of my life.
I got Tom Jones in the background here with It's Not Unusual. I saw this guy live in Vegas. It was amazing. Amazing.
Did you throw your underwear at him?
I did.
I heard
what's the difference between rude and crude? Rude is when you throw your underwear against the stage, and crude is when it sticks there.
Oh. That's great.
Yeah. No, he was great. He looked like a black man, speaking of Black History Month. Tom Jones was once white. He tanned so many times, he turned like a chocolate brown. Very handsome man. And his hair got really curly. I don't know how, but they did. I think he literally wanted to be a black man. He did it. You can go to Vegas and do anything.
Yeah, no, in Vegas, anything's possible in Vegas.
Yeah, anything's possible in Vegas. As we know. Luke, you been to Vegas yet?
Not yet.
Ugh, it's crazy.
It'll change you.
It'll change you. It changed Tom Jones.
It did.
Yeah.
It sure did.
Yep. Left Hand Does, great song. Nice pick. The question is where was the shirt?
I think it was a Frank Zappa shirt that my friend Curtis was wearing.
Yeah.
He actually came into the room and was saying, "Did you see my shirt?" over and over again to everyone, because he was very excited about his shirt.
Uh-huh.
And I happened to be sitting with the guitar, so
these little bits of inspiration.
Making some music. Yeah.
There's always one shirt that you remember, especially when you're like a teenager, that was a favorite that you wore a lot. And you lost somewhere along the way.
I have
that
shirt.
What shirt is that for you?
I had a shirt from The Gap.
Well, it was a Gap shirt.
Yeah, it's just Gap.
Just said Gap.
But my friends took it from me one day, and I found it flying on a flagpole.
Mm-hmm. It was flying on a flagpole.
They ran it up a flagpole.
Did they intend for you to see it? Was it like a prank?
It was a total prank.
Yeah.
So basically, Fess Parker in the background, Davy Crockett. So basically, back then with The Gap, that was before it said established, like
right.
1987, because The Gap, it was actually 1987.
It was
so
really
it didn't say established, it just said Gap.
It was just really part of Levi's then. It was.
Yeah. I had some Cavendish, Z Cavendish. Yeah, and the Bugle Boys, I had those. I was very colorful as a kid. I was very colorful. I did the bright colors. And then along the way, like early 90s, that's when the bright colors kind
of
ended.
I did a fair amount of shopping in the Husky section at Sears.
Yeah, yeah. Like the band Living Color, you know how they had all those crazy colors, the neons and stuff? That's what I wore like all the time.
That was early 90s. That's when it was cool to have colors.
Yeah, it was cool.
Colorful. It was fun then.
I was a hell of a lot more cooler then. I don't know what happened. Age.
We got to know each other.
Experience.
Better.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you met me.
The shirt that I had that I think of, it was a Rush shirt. It was the first show that I saw was Rush. And I had this Hold Your Fire shirt, and the guy was juggling the fireballs. And I was up in Montreal, Canada, with my brother and Eric and Walter. My brother Eric and Walter and Jason, and they were a couple of Eric's friends. And Jason was a big dude. He liked to lift. And he said, "Can I borrow your shirt?" And I said, "Sure, don't you have a shirt?" And he's like, "No, I don't have a t-shirt for the gym." And I said, "Sure, just make sure you give it back to me, right?" So here I am. I'm a medium at the time. I was a little, maybe a little bit bigger than a Luke in high school. And I was about a medium. And Jason was like, you know, double XL. So, of course, he wears my Rush shirt and just stretched it all out with his muscles, right? And then he never even gave it back to me. I think he threw it in the trash. And I ended up losing my Rush shirt. And there's a picture of me and him working out in the gym. And I'm like, I'm doing my silly thing where I'm on the weights and I'm like upside down in the air with my feet up, you know, like the weights are taking me up in the sky like a balloon. And that was the last time that I saw. And Jason, of course, is lifting and he's looking good in my Rush shirt. And that was the last time I saw.
He's wearing your Rush shirt in the picture of you two together.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like, this is the last time you'll ever see this shirt. And that was it for me. It was a sad day for my Rush shirt. And it was a great shirt. It was one of my favorites. This old man juggling balls for the Hold Your Fire tour. In the background here, John Fogerty. What happened to him with Creedence? You know? It's like he couldn't play the songs, and then he could, and then it was kind of too late. He's still good, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. That southern rockabilly.
I heard that he got sued by his publishers because his solo work sounded too much like the band.
Exactly.
Or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Poor John Fogerty.
Wow.
Yeah. What a bummer. Can you imagine? It's like spends all that time creating all those great songs, and then they break up, And then he's like, hey, can I play some of the songs that I wrote? And the answer is no. Yeah. The answer
because
is no.
Because you sound too much like the guy that wrote them.
This is why, yeah, this is why litigation is such a problem. It's like, let's see, I created it, I did it, and then there's a few other people that don't want me to do that, and they're going to sue me for it, so I can't do that ever again. That's not fair.
That's crazy.
Ugh. This is why I wish it was like the Old West. Like that Billy song, that Billy Don't Take the Guns to Town song that I was playing earlier. The Old West, that's what you need.
Yeah, just a problem, everyone just goes into an alley and stands far apart, and then there's a whistling noise, and you solve all your problems.
Trash can like just rattles by.
Maybe a tumbleweed or two.
Nowadays, it's not like that. That's the way it should be, though. This is a great song, Roger Miller, Dang Me. I remember my mom used to listen to Roger Miller all the time. He had like You Can't Roller Skate in a Buffalo Herd and Dang Me and Chug-a-Lug, like 50s songs, some novelty songs.
Yeah, the novelty songs.
Yeah, yeah. This was a big hit. What's interesting is when I was thinking about the under 2 minute songs, and I used to make mixtapes all through junior high and high school, and I had a whole bunch of under 2 minute takes, and I'd never actually officially done it on the show here. Mostly because I didn't want to do all the typing, because I have to put in all the songs.
Yeah, it seems really stressful just doing this anyway, let alone with 2 minute-length songs.
So with a couple of guests, and also, you know, we got about maybe 50 to 60 songs today in the 2 hours, because they're all short, I just kind of casually left it. But after a couple of weeks of rest and not doing the show, I'm like, I'm going to do it. The 2 minute. And plus, I got two guys in here that I've always wanted to get in here, and you guys, you get in here like right at the end of time travel. I got four more time travel shows, and then that's it. I'm going to have the next week, I'm going to do a regular show, and then I'm going to have a clip show, and then it's officially retired. On to greater things. But I'm glad you guys came in here. This is nice.
Me too.
And Left Hand Does, great band. Will and I came to see you, and Will's been to see you a couple of times.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, you guys are official audience members.
We are official.
I'm honored.
Box Tops with a letter in the background. Yeah, great tune. So when's the next time you guys playing? You guys got another date lined up?
We don't have anything booked right now. We're trying to do some things in the studio. We're going to try to put some things online from the studio. Some sort of regular YouTube content type of thing, which has yet to become successful, but we're building the machine slowly.
Mm-hmm. That's the only way to do it. If you want to do it the right way, you have a little bit of control and you want to be a perfectionist and you want to do it right, that's the way to do it. You got to take your time.
Yeah, also this way we can do like live in studio versions of the songs that people keep asking us to play that we don't necessarily feel like playing as much as they feel like hearing them, because they're old songs and we like the new songs, because it's more fun to listen to an old song than it is to play it over and over again.
Sure, yeah. It's kind of like comedy. It's like I'm telling the same jokes that I've been telling for 25 years, and you got to make it look fresh, and you want to try that new thing out, and then, you know, even though it may not fly as well with the audience, you still want to try it out.
Yeah, that's what a YouTube video is for. Then they can watch the video as many times as they like.
Yeah, but still, it's good to bust out an old classic every now and then.
Oh, yeah, it's good. I'm just talking out of my, you know.
Yeah.
We keep playing them at shows.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's part of being an artist.
Yeah.
And having integrity. Yeah. You're going to keep creating. As soon as it's not good anymore, that's when you quit. That's why I slowed down on the shows. It wasn't fun for me anymore because I was around assholes all the time.
You can't do it if it's not fun.
Yeah. Bandcamp. Yeah. Go to Bandcamp. Listen to Left Hand Does. It's out there. All
kinds
of things.
If you just go to lefthanddoes.com, it goes straight to our Bandcamp.
Oh, that's nice, too.
Go straight to the music.
Tell me a little bit about Bandcamp. How long has that been out there? Have you guys been on there since the beginning?
I think so. I don't think it was around for that much long before we got on there, but it's great because anybody can put up anything.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really have to like submit and become approved or anything, which is also can be bad, but you know, because anybody can put up pretty terrible shit up there. Obviously.
Yeah.
But anyway, It's a great community. You can find really obscure stuff on there.
Yep.
They have a blog that I've just started getting into, where they just find stuff, and a lot of this stuff is not on like iTunes or YouTube, or I mean a lot of it's on YouTube, but not on iTunes or not on like Spotify.
Right.
and it's definitely not on the radio. And a lot of it is really, really good and just sounds like legitimate music that you'd hear anywhere. So that's usually where we put stuff first. But we're also on Spotify and stuff. We got that deal going recently.
Very nice. I think me and Will, we should, we got some time. Let's start up the Black Stripes.
Yeah.
As a duo.
We can do that.
You want to do the drums or you want to do the guitar?
The Black Dots.
The Black Dots. We were playing the White Stripes because it was a duo. We could do the Black Stripes, the Black Dots. What do you want to play?
I can't be Jack White. How about just the guitar nearly as well? But
how about just a saxophone? Saxophone and a trumpet. Just sax and trumpet. And we'll do like all the hits.
I'm good with a triangle.
You want to do some percussion? Want to do an all percussion band?
I can rock out the triangle.
You play the triangle, Chris. You play like that thing that goes.
That piece of wood that has like ridges on it.
That
you can go up and down.
No, I think I was talking about a slide whistle.
Oh, a slide whistle.
Slide whistle.
But I think you're talking about a gyro.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
Which is awesome.
Or I like
the gyro.
I like that that thing that's the balls that shake. And it looks like, you know, reindeer sleigh, like they're bells. You can twist the bells, but it's balls, and it goes, it almost sounds like a washboard.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah.
I think that we should call it All Things Percussion. That's the name of the band.
I'm in.
And it's
I'm
just
in.
Like, you know, this mess of noise, like an old, well, not Stan Freberg. What was the guy in, like, the 30s and 40s that did all the big band hits with the novelty records? We could do something like that and bring
that
it back again.
I like this idea.
Yeah. And next thing you know, we'll be, you know, opening up for Springsteen.
Yeah.
Maybe even Left Hand does someday.
Nah.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
Nah.
Yeah. Come on out. You got to do what you love. That's the thing. You got to do what you love. Stay in the background. Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs. What do you think happened to the Zodiac Killer, speaking of Zodiacs? You think he's alive? Think he's dead?
I think he switched over to Chinese New Year to switch it up a little bit.
Yeah. He was just like, yeah, we're done.
Did the 12 Zodiacs. Now he's switching over to the switching to Chinese New Year. Listen, you're the dog. Be careful out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about some influences for your band, Luke? Why don't you tell about the influences? Like, what are your favorite bands?
A friend of mine asked me the other day if we were into XTC.
Okay.
Because he says a lot of our stuff sounds like XTC. And I do feel that. I do like a lot of XTC. But the reason we sound like XTC is because we're huge fans of Split Enz.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Similar sort of one of the classic Beatles ripoff bands of our time.
Split Enz?
Yeah, and I mean, you could say the same thing about XTC. It's like they're one of these generation of bands that have like some Beatles influence and took it in a sort of a geeky new wave kind of place. And they also worked with producer Hugh Padgham of Genesis and Police fame. Mm-hmm. And I'm a huge fanboy for an early 80s Hugh Padgham production.
Mm-hmm.
So Split Enz is a huge influence. And some of those other bands that producer worked with, the Police and Genesis stuff, we like that early 80s stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Toadies.
The Toadies?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about Dave Baby Cortez?
Yeah, definitely.
That's the Happy Organ. Great title, great song, 1959, instrumental.
This just puts a smile on your face.
Yeah, this was kind of like a novelty record, but still a hit. I liked the ones that were instrumentals that actually became hits. Those were always interesting to me.
What was that song that was about the satellite and it had that organ in it?
By the Hooters?
I don't know who it was by, but it was instrumental. And it was like a novelty tune. And, it was by the guy who was Moog. The guy who did the Moog synthesizer, I think. Maybe I'm mixing up some facts.
I'm not sure. We can look it up.
We
got the Google. Time Travel's here with you till 7. We've been doing 2-minute songs or less. I'm here with Will Wadley and Luke Sullivan. We're hanging out. We're all Googling. Got about 12 minutes. So how about some influences for you, Will? Give me 5 of your favorite bands.
All right, 5 of the favorites. Let's see. We're going to go with some good ones. The Police,
Yeah,
Police. Genesis. That's one of mine. Yep.
Always been a fan of Genesis. I'm a big fan of Springsteen and Billy Joel.
Billy Joel gets a lot of bad rap these days.
He does, but you know, whatever. He paid his dues.
It's funny when I hear people say that Billy Joel is overrated, because I think I know so many people who say that he's overrated. Where are the people that are overrating him?
He was gigantic.
Like he's known. Yeah, I mean, yeah. He was gigantic, but that was at least 20 years ago. And I have all of his albums and know every song and stuff. And I'm there. He's like, you can't really knock him because he just like put out so much content. It was all killer. All killer, no filler.
He put out album after album in the 80s.
Yeah.
That were just nothing but hit after hit.
Well, one of the things about him is like, okay, 1993 was his last album, right? River Dreams.
Yeah.
And he's touring again, which is great, but he hasn't put out anything else.
Nobody wants to hear
He doesn't have
stuff.
To.
He doesn't have to.
But the other thing is like I saw him at the Fenway and he's playing stuff from like Cold Spring Harbor. I'm like, it's nice, but it's like you have like 30,000 people here that are screaming for Piano Man. What are you playing this song that only 100 of us know?
He'll get to it.
You know? He doesn't though.
But he
Well,
gets,
I saw him and he played stuff from Glass House, like he played just sometimes a fantasy and
stuff
like with the phone beeping and stuff, and I thought that was pretty ultra rad that he was playing a sort of a non-hit. Almost seemed like it was personally for me, but
But he's playing like New York State of Mind, and he's got like a little girl there from New York singing. I'm like, this song's like 12 minutes long to begin with, and it's like, where'd you go? You go to have like a little dinner break or what?
A sandwich.
Yeah, it's like I didn't pay like $300 to come to see Billy Joel at Fenway and see some 12-year-old girl, you know, singing a song. I don't care, you know. I went. That's the time when you go for a beer. But I'm like, at the same time, I'm like, Jesus, this is like, it's almost like $7 or $8 a minute for these songs.
I know. Yeah, you know.
Plus, when you bring like a date that doesn't pay, you know, it's like you're screwed. You know. We already played this one, but I like it so much we'll play it again. Yeah. It's not unusual to play it again on time travel. Yeah.
The song is called Telstar by the Tornadoes.
Oh, okay.
The instrumental.
All right.
Oh, it's Joe Meek, not Moog.
Joe Meek.
Oh, it's the Meek guy.
Yeah.
It was one of my favorite instrumentals was the Creature double feature one.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's like Was that done by like Emerson, Lake, and Palmer?
Yes, but it wasn't really an instrumental. But it was an instrumental for us because we were kids.
It was like the Bruins theme. That was by ELP.
Oh, I got one. I got an instrumental for you. See if you remember this one.
No.
You're gonna remember that right
it's
away,
eruption.
Right? Yeah. No. It's not Eruption.
Oh, it's Jump.
Nope. It's right before Jump.
It's the intro to Jump.
It's the intro to Jump, which was called, the name of the album was...
Oh, it was 1984.
There you go. 1984, Van Halen. Like, you put this in, and it was like, what is this? What is Van Halen doing? They have a synthesizer. They don't know how to use it, but they do know how to use it.
I feel like the school announcements are about to come over the speakers.
Right, right.
When I hear this.
Mm-hmm. When I was in seventh grade, they were giving away this album at the school dance to get you to come to the dance, and I didn't go.
I was older. I was in high school when this came out.
Were you? Yeah. I was in seventh grade. Luke, you were... A glimmer in an eye.
Just a bad thought in somebody's eye.
Uh-huh.
1 year old. 1984. Wait, I zoned out. Was that the year we were talking about?
84, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Album 1 year old.
Album came out in 83.
Yeah.
Into 84. But David Lee Roth was amazing. That was his height. His height. There was nobody bigger.
No.
Nobody bigger.
Nobody bigger than this band then.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you had Madonna and Prince and them wandered around, but nothing bigger than Van Halen back then. Because Van Halen was more in the know. They were more everybody.
Right.
While Prince and Madonna and stuff were little groups. Van Halen was everybody.
But not everyone was dressing like Van Halen as they were dressing like Madonna.
No, unless you were a little, you know, little weird, you dress up as Culture Club.
There were a lot of girls dressing as Boy George. Yeah, there are a lot of boys dressing like Boy George.
Yeah, there were a lot of boys dressed as Boy George. There's a lot of girls
cool,
dressed as Boy
is
George.
Fine.
Yeah. Fats Domino in the background.
I mean, a lot of us dressed like the metalheads that we were.
Yeah.
You know? Jeans, a concert shirt, and a leather jacket.
Time travel here with you until 7 p.m. 2 minute songs are on the. The thing is there's a whole bunch of 2 minute songs from the 50s. I almost think it's like they didn't want to spend any more money on the wax they pressed it on, you know? They're just like, make it under 2 minutes.
Maybe get two songs down to a 45.
Mm-hmm.
Squeeze them in.
I was thinking the other day, as soon as you said 2 minute songs, I thought of the very first Police single.
Right, Nothing
Fallout
Achieving.
And Nothing Achieving.
And Fallout, yeah. Both
songs
under 2 minutes.
Are exactly 2 minutes long, which
yep.
just makes me think that that's all they could afford.
Yeah, right. I actually had those on the list too, yeah.
Right, tape was at a premium.
Yeah.
You only had so many feet. These kids these days with their digital.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
tops.
What about the turntable with the records coming back? What's up with that? It's like you want to buy Van Halen 1984 again. It's like $70 on right. 1080 pressing or whatever
now
it is.
I got to see if I can steal all mine back from all mm-hmm. the people I gave them to.
Yeah. Meanwhile, you still got the old record, or you got the 8-track sitting there, you know, for like 5 cents at the flea market. Mm. Here's Queen. You got to get Freddie Mercury in the show. You know, he's a big spender. It's Queen live. I liked when Queen did like covers. They do like some quick covers, and then they were like, "I'm out of here." He's yeah, like, "I'm gonna go little, bang 100 sailors in my hotel room tonight." he was the gayest rock and roll star ever, but he was awesome, Freddie Mercury.
Oh yeah,
and it was right in your face, and nobody cared. Nobody cared. Like, yeah, it's Freddie Mercury.
I can't call him a gayest.
No.
No.
Yeah, where does that put George Michael in?
George Michael.
Yeah, but George Michael was closeted. I mean, so was Freddie in a way. He was, he wasn't.
Okay,
he just didn't talk about it.
Culture Club.
Oh, they would, yeah, but they weren't closeted. He was all out there.
Baltimore?
Yeah.
Let's see them. Or come on.
I don't know, but Freddie Mercury having, like, the entire Navy come into his room.
That's
great. Yeah, it's pretty good. I'm a big spender.
Was that before or after Cher went through them?
Yeah, I know. I know. Yeah, Cher and Freddie Mercury basically banged the Navy. Yeah. It's WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. Let's see. We got Elvis. I'm going to put, let's say, we'll put Elvis on the background. All shook up.
I do got to give a quick shout out to Tyler. Because
yes.
It's his birthday today. So.
Yes. Happy birthday,
and you guys
Tyler.
Both know Tyler.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Tyler. Matter of fact, I'm going to go out with the Throne Room from the Evil Genius Orchestra, and I'll dedicate that to Tyler. So under 2 minute songs here on Time Travel today, and my guests Will and Luke. It's fun, right, Will?
This was a blast.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
We have a good time. Go out there and check out lefthanddoes.com. Go out there and see a show. That's the thing, too, is, like, people don't see shows as much. We're all artists in this room, for the most part. We're all artists. Everybody's an artist in their own way. You got to go out and see people. You got to go out and support them. Otherwise, it's like, there's no audience there. They don't know how you're doing. You're like, yeah. It's like, just like it's like masturbating, you know? It's like, I can't sit there and tell jokes in a mirror to myself. You got to go out and tell them to people.
Right,
you know?
I mean,
you got a guitar, you can play in your room.
Switch it up every now and then.
Yeah, I know. Big Pitch is coming up next with Derek and Shay. And Time Travel will be back next week. Regular Time Travel show next week. Three more and then it's all over, everybody. Thanks again to Luke and Will for coming in here today.
Thanks, Chris.
You guys want to do shout-outs before we go? Anybody you want to say hi to, Luke? You probably say hi to your wife.
Hi, Julie.
Yeah, hi, Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Yeah.
Will, how about yourself?
The guys over at Tyler's house that are waiting for me to get back, Matt and Thackeray and Carolyn.
Very good. See you next week, time travelers. Have a good night.
I'm all shook up.
Good night, future boy.